Hello and welcome to the third season of The Soul's Conquest. Moral of the story is, sit back as we dive into today's story that is bound to open your minds, enable you, create a space where you can grow and evolve and learn and put things into your perspective, put the stories that we are sharing into your perspective and learn a lot. So yeah, sit back, sit tight, and let's dive into today's episode. Yay! Hi, hello and welcome to the latest episode of The Soul's Conquest. Today, I want to talk to you about fear. Now, a lot of you know, and I am very open about this, and I am very open about being vulnerable on my social media. So if you have been following me on Instagram, if you haven't been following me on Instagram, follow me there because it's a gold mine of resources. But if you have been following me on Instagram, you know this. I am very vulnerable. I am oftentimes very scared to do new things, and a lot of times my fear holds me back. And so my journey is constantly navigating through that fear to do the things that I want to do. Today, I wanted to share a story. This is extremely personal to me as to how fear made me want to stop coaching. When I decided to become a soul coach, to use spirituality to help people with anxiety anchor themselves and find themselves and reconnect with themselves. And as I did this, throughout the first, I think, 5-6 months of coaching, I had this fear of, oh my God, Madhurima, what are you doing? What if you coach someone and something bad happens? What if you help someone live a better life and something bad happens because of it? Who is going to be responsible? You are going to be responsible. People are going to point at you like, oh my God, Madhurima helped her live a good life, and therefore she did all of the things that she did, and that's why her life sucked and stuff like that. I don't know. I am an overthinker, and I came up with some of the most weirdest situations. I won't even share them on here because they are embarrassing, but there's something that still haunts me to this day as the fears that I had when I was coaching, when I was beginning my coaching journey. And throughout that time, you know, I got a lot of help. I joined a community. I spoke to a lot of people. I spoke to my coach about this. And I was like, I'm scared, right? And during that journey, I came to a realization. I was holding myself in a place of entitlement. As in, I was putting myself in the hero. So like, there is something called like the drama triangle. And so there's the hero, the villain, and the victim. So when I was in that fear scenario, I was always placing myself as the hero, and I was placing the coachee as the victim. And so I realized I am not working from a place of abundance, because subconsciously I was sending this energy off to them that, hey, if you live a better life, your life is going to suck. And it came from my fears. And I knew that that was something that shouldn't exist, that energy shouldn't exist or be present when you are in a coaching space, because that space is very intimate, right? Like that small container that you have for an hour every week for like 10 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever it is, it's a very intimate space, and you can sense the energy of the coachee and the coach. Both of you guys can sense off each other's energy. And so when you're subconsciously trying to, you know, while you're trying to help them live a better life, and you're subconsciously like, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to make your life, or what this is going to make your life look like, it affects them and they notice. And so I knew that before I could take on any more coaching clients, I had to stop and I had to work on this. Like they didn't, none of the coaches that I coached reached out to me and told me that, hey, your energy is weird. Because I was never bringing that energy into the container, but there was a subconscious fear, right? it was at that point of time I decided to work on it, and I was getting coached, and she told me that not everything is your responsibility, right? And that helped me get out of that zone of what is going to happen if I help someone live a better life. And I realized that I was placing myself as the hero, as the savior and the rescuer, when in reality that is not the situation at all. The coachee is the savior of their own life, and I held that truth long before I even wanted to be a coach, and had forgotten that, in the sense of when that fear had taken hold of my heart, I had forgotten the first thing that made me want to coach someone. That was, know that the person in front of you, the talent or the coachee, is self-aware and can take decisions that make their life worth it. And so it was a journey of understanding that fear that then helped me overcome it and overcome a block that was preventing me from being fully present. And the reason why I'm sharing this story today with you guys right now on this podcast, nonetheless, like usually these stories are shared on my Instagram, but the reason why I'm sharing this here is a lot of times fear is going to show up when you try something new. We spoke about this in the episode of TOF, right? Like when things change, it will look like your entire life is breaking down. And when that happens, your ego will try. And your ego is not a bad thing. It is always consciously trying to protect you. And so whenever that happens, your ego will try its level best to protect you by sending these fears over. Like, hey, don't do this. Go back to the place that you were in, because it's much more of a safer and comfortable zone. But it isn't really. Because if it was, you would be living a much more happier life. But when that fear takes hold of you, you start to believe that, hey, yeah, my previous life wasn't so bad, right? Like what I was doing earlier wasn't so bad. It tries to hold you off from trying to change something, trying to bring a new space and new energy into your life. And so the moral of the story, facing fears is something that is extremely important if you want to bring something new into your life. And it starts by acknowledging it, right? Like ignoring that fear is not going to help you. People can sense the fear of you. Don't ignore your fear. Sit down with it, acknowledge it, accept it, understand it, have a conversation with it. And then try to see yourself from a different perspective. Why are you doing the thing that you're doing? Why is this fear negatively affecting the reason why you wanted to do what you wanted to do? Let that resonate with you. And if it does, reach out to me on Instagram and let me know what your thought was around this topic. Thank you so much, all of you amazing, amazing human beings, for listening till the end of the podcast. I hope that this story resonated with you. If it did, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Madhurima, that is MADHURIMA _ burnout soul coach. Super excited to hear what you thought about it. Share a snippet. Share a photo of the podcast episode, share it with friends to see if my stories resonate with them as well. Let me know what you thought about the story, what aspect really connected with you, what aspect of the story really connected with you. And be sure to leave a rating on Apple so that others can see this as well. Leave a rating, leave a review of what you thought so that I can see it as well. And know that I'm doing the good in the world that I'm meant to do. Also, you guys. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we are having a Patreon community. So after this episode launches, every Sunday at 9:30 p.m. IST, we will be going live in the Patreon community, available for all tiers, so that we can have a discussion around the story that was released today. Be sure to become a Patreon, join it, check out the links, check out what is available for you at whatever particular tier you are a part of, and join in. super excited to build this community with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day.